Zachary is a big liar. Then I remember, the entire town thinks the Grand Ole Opry burned down. I'm just thankful Dad is a hermit, because I'd be grounded for life if he caught word of it. It's probably only a matter of time.
I can see why Toby thinks Zachary's a liar. Zachary brags about the places he's traveled to and the things he's done, but he doesn't seem to have the money to be a world traveler. After all, he's living in a small trailer, earning a few bucks as a sideshow act in out-of-the-way towns like Antler. Plus, Zachary seems extremely uncomfortable in public, so how could he have visited all of those places? But Toby knows that he himself has been lying about the fire at the Grand Ole Opry, so he can't be all that hard on Zachary. Let's move on to the second paragraph on page 139, which starts, "Kate and Cal show up."
Kate and Cal show up just as I think of something to say. Kate climbs into the back with us and hands Zachary a Coke. She points out the speakers and tells him how, when she was younger, their family piled into the station wagon and came to the drive-in. The kids wore their pajamas and took their pillows, and their mom always brought a paper sack full of popcorn. "Really? Cool," Zachary says, nodding. He acts like Kate said she flew to the moon in a rocket that she sewed on her sewing machine. Zachary seems different than usual. Nice. And he's not eating any popcorn. Cal and I stuffed the buttered kernels in our mouths. We were so busy trying to finish the steps that we hardly ate any dinner. Kate sips her drink through a straw. "I understand your mom died 2 years ago. That means you were only 13, right?" The way she asks doesn't sound mean or nosy at all. "Yeah." "Was she fat too?" Cal asks. I should slug him, but Kate does it instead.